Thanks, Jim. Thanks also to Alcides. Great memory to our work, and really nice establishment. All the people here, Dr. Daniel also, that are following these activities. This is a difficult issue to define themes and priorities for national and international action to promote public health and health equity in our countries. But I think that Alcides is identifying some very important issues, and we have a good connection to identify it. And then we are an enthusiastic partner to the Alliance since its inception, based in the values of solidarity, community action, able to promote better health and health services to our people. World Federation of Public Health Associations' commitment to promote cooperation in the Americas started prior to the foundation of the Alliance in Havana. At the meetings held during our national and international events of primary health associations in our regions, and at least two meetings were essential to the Alliance. The meeting that we did in New Orleans during the last Congress of American Public Health Association, and the last Congress of the World Congress of Public Health in Kolkata from the World Federation. And in this opportunity, we could design and establish more defined roles to the Alliance. To establish issue and priorities to promote health, and we should define public health. Maybe a very interesting definition is put by Dr. Winslow, that was a very important professor in the United States and even a past president of the American Association of Public Health. And in that time, 1920, he presented some complex view of what could be public health, including the connections of public health with health services and health system to care for the people, especially the poorer. And also the public health core functions established some very important activities that could be established in the public health in the every country, including research as a very important activity to connect all the core functions. And in this case, we think that the Alliance should also spread the actions and experience of the public health associations in the region, promoting cooperation in priority areas of public health, such as training and continued education of health professionals, health system assessment, research, and policy making to reach global goals of universal health coverage, with emphasis in primary health care quality, chronic conditions, and multimorbidity, especially in an aging people. For example, around 90% of the people in low-income countries remain without any legal health coverage. And globally, about 40% of the populations lack coverage. Then, to reach the global goal of universal health coverage, we need to extend the coverage to non-covered, to reduce cost sharing and fees, especially reducing the fees regarding to use to service, to primary health care service or emergency room service, and most important, doing a broad proportions of service covered by each system. Then access, scope, and financial protections are very important issues regarding to universal health coverage. We can identify also some very important aspects regarding to universal health coverage to be implemented as an access history in our regions, especially regarding to financing, to quality service, to broad coverage, to equity, to gender equity and all aspects regarding to affordable and available services. Health is really close connected to the to where people live and work. Public health should strengthen the links with primary care, preventing disease before it occurs, and creating a healthy, supportive environment to those who are already sick. Partnership between primary care and public health can amplify our efforts to reduce the number of people with chronic disease that need so much of our time. But we need each other, and our community need us both, as is established to Dr. Lloyd Michener in the very interesting book called Primary Care and Public Health, Exploring Integration to Improve Population Health. The health of population is ideally supported by a strong primary health care foundations. The emphasis should be on social determinants of health, tailoring resources to promote health and preventing disease, ensuring universal and equitable access to quality health based on health needs rather than on the ability to pay. This is a very important statement to the Canadian Nurses Associations, that we can see that our possibility to corporations is broader than medical doctors or a single profession. We as public health professionals have a very important understand that multi-professional activities and transdisciplinary activities could be very useful to improve the links among public health associations in the regions and other associations and institutions in our countries. Health service utilization and could be a very interesting strategy when the people do not need to pay to reach the service. For example, a very recent research that we conduct in Brazil are showing that the richer and the poorer can utilize the health services, any kind of services, primary healthcare services, emergency room, hospitalizations, and even specialized care in the same way. And this is a very important improvement in equity that is done by the unified health system in Brazil and the strategy of family health. That's a primary healthcare strategy that we did. However, we can have a very complex problem regarding to other aspects of the care, not only access, for example, or utilization, that we have a good aspect regarding equity in a comparison of economic groups. But for example, different kinds of quality indicators of care could be really inequality in the different economic groups. And even to the rich could be a problem regarding some aspects of the care. For example, to elderly with diabetes, food examinations is a really very important problem regarding to clinical care, even to the richer, but it's really worse to the poorer. And all the other aspects need to be emphasized in the clinical activities, and then public health can assess and indicate what should be done to a better quality care to the people, independent of the ability to pay or the class to to economic class to reach the service. The Alliance should share the relevant experience of the public health associations in America regarding the major public health disciplines or programs, such as environmental and occupational health, field epidemiology and health surveillance, health system information, mental health, oral health, tobacco, drugs and alcohol control, injury and violence prevention, cancer, vaccines and scientific innovations, and even, for example, infections and neglected disease. For example, tobacco, that's a very important problem in our hemisphere, in our countries, related to unhealthy food and physical inactivity and alcohol abuse are major risks to health. And this could be really established very good connections and sharing experience about our public health associations to face these challenges. For example, in Brazil, a very good program to reduce tobacco prevalence could decline to reduce the prevalence for 35% in 1989 to less than 12% in 2013. And then we think that we could reach the goal to 2022 of 9% of prevalence of smoking in the country. This can be done with different efforts regarding to different associations in different countries and even in down in each country. Other problems are regarding to related to neglect disease that are relevant to several countries in the American. For example, Brazil is a very important problem, the neglect disease, because we collect five different types of neglect disease that are really prevalent in the country. This was a very important foundation to establish a program in the Northeast region, that is the poorer regions in the country, facing the problem to reduce and eliminate the neglect disease in the regions. This program is established in the state of Pernambuco, one of the poorer in the country. And it is the first state to implement a program to face neglect disease in the country, a very established initiative. We evaluate two of these seven diseases, trachoma and schistosomiasis, after collective treatment to the people. And we had identified a very important success in the challenge. For example, the prevalence of trachoma in children up to 9 years old declined from 8% in 2011-12 to less than 5% in 2013, a reduction of 42% in the kids in the school age. The other problem, the prevalence of schistosomiasis, could be reduced in 69 neighborhoods with really high prevalence after laboratorial tests and collective treatments, from less than 18% to less than 4% in a period of 4 years. This is a really good results of the efforts. Abrasco is coordinating two relevant strategies to put all these activities of research, teaching or education and policy subsidized in the country. For example, we have a primary healthcare research network focused on access and quality in the care that now reach 5,000 participants. And we have a project on a master degree in family health that is now in the last days approved by the Brazilian Ministry of Education to start in 2016. Enrolling about 20 institutions and 250 fellowships. Then the issues to be a common focus on primary health to public health associations, communities from the American region should reinforce policy, research, and education. The activities developed by the Alliance could be presented and discussed during the annual meetings of our public health associations, for example, next year in Puerto Rico, and in particularly during the 50th World Congress of Public Health in Melbourne, Australia, in April 2017. Thanks a lot, Jim. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good. That's a great overview. We can certainly discuss it. You've given us a long list of topics, so I think we're going to have to focus on a few. We can't tackle all of them, but you've certainly got a long list there, so that's good. I'd like to invite Peter Orris from the American Public Health Association to now share with us the priority public health issues to be addressed by the Alliance from the perspective of APHA. And I'm just going to...
You don't have one.
Oh, you don't have it. You don't have the slideshow. Fantastic. That's why I couldn't find it there. Great. We'll
clear the decks quickly.
Hey, fantastic.
Good afternoon. I'm here primarily channeling Dr. Georges Benjamin, the executive director of APHA. I'm one of the liaisons between APHA and the World Federation of Public Health Associations, and we've been from the APHA particularly interested in developing this network within Latin America and North America, specifically as a communications tool and the sharing of information and activities. The APHA has for many years had a commitment to the hemisphere, manifest, if you will, by its vice president, elected every year to represent its concerns with respect to hemispheric activities. Specifically, as well with respect to Cuba, we were very happy to sign a memorandum of understanding last year with the newly reconstituted Public Health Association in Cuba. APHA's interest in communication and development of activities with the Cuban Public Health Association and Ministry of Health has a 30-40 year history at this during this current period, beginning with the exchanges of scientific information in a variety of colloquium, and under the presidency of Dr. Helen Rodriguez-Trias in the early 1990s, the organization of a fact-finding investigative delegation to Cuba to look at the effects of the U.S. embargo/blockade. So this is a long-standing concern and interest of APHA, not to neglect the rest of the world, but this is where we live, and we're particularly interested in this area and reestablishing some of the contacts that historically existed in the 30s and 40s. So I asked Dr. Benjamin particularly what would he emphasize for the newly developed network and the areas that APHA would be particularly interested in. And coincidentally, they are similar to what's already been discussed, and that is he prioritized initially the question of developing the infrastructure of the associations themselves and our ability to communicate and have a financial basis to be able to share information on a regular basis, both at meetings, face-to-face, and electronically. And so the question of infrastructure for the associations and for the network as a whole is of particular and primary concern to APHA, and a sustainable infrastructure so that we can assure the continuation of this process. Secondarily, obviously, the United States is very interested in concepts of healthcare for all. It certainly is a problem in a number of countries throughout Latin America, but we feel it most acutely in the United States with our rather archaic and unique healthcare system and our lack of ability to cover our entire population or within our borders. So that would be the second priority that Dr. Benjamin would put for the association and for our interest in collaborative activities. And then finally, with respect to the overall public health component, the social determinants of disease, and with an effort at identifying causation of disease and identifying methodologies of intervening at the cause rather than just with the effects of disease, and seeing what we could do on a bilateral or multilateral network basis, both with respect to research, education, and in fact action, joint presentations, if you will, to some of the international organizations and international funding organizations as well. So that's what I leave you with, those three prioritizations, and I thank you for having us and listening to us today. Thank you.